time now is 25 and a half minutes past seven. We're changing tack and going north. Over 200 people in North County Cavan turned out to commemorate and celebrate a night back in 1943 that became a significant milestone in local history. Some even travelled over 10,000 miles to be there. Ailis Hart reports.
It was St. Patrick's Night 1943, and farmers from all around the North Cavan area were attending the only dance during Lent in Temple Port Hall. As the crowd swayed to songs including Valley of Knockanure and Gracie Fields' Now is the Hour, a local man burst in to announce that a plane had gone down. Everybody abandoned the dance and took off on bicycles across the fields. Indeed, many had never set eyes on an aeroplane before.
The plane had just had come out when the plane crossed over, and it went right over that way in that direction, and it come back under that mountain. You see that peak of mountain through the hedges? And I was up close to that mountain coming from a neighbour's house, myself and another man. And when we were crossing the stream, we heard a whoosh like that, and it was it hitting the trees of the lake.
The search party spent hours walking with lamps in the dark looking for the plane, but they found no bodies or survivors. Local lore said that a pair of Wellingtons had gone missing that night, giving the only indication that someone might have survived. The next day was market day in Ballyconnell, and all the talk was that of the plane crash. Indeed, the incident was recounted for many years after. But wartime censorship kept the incident off the pages of the local newspaper that week, and instead the front page headlines read, "Man stole employer's oats and Mohill bicycle theft." But over the last few days, the villagers of Bomboy in County Cavan have been celebrating the event, bringing the families of the crew members of that ill-fated plane together.
You're all very welcome here today, and I would extend a very special welcome to the families of the two people who were on the plane that night, the pilot's families, the Kukuras, and the navigator's family, the Humes. You are extremely welcome to Ireland, to Cavan, and to Templeport and Bomboy. And I would ask you to give them a very, very warm welcome. <laughs> 63 years ago, it's hard to imagine that plane when the pilot and the navigator parachuted out of it. The navigator, he landed 6 or 7 miles that way up and beside Corley Chapel. And the pilot, Richard Kukura, landed down beside Swedland Bar and Mohoray. Thankfully, the two of them survived it. Unfortunately, the navigator is no longer with us, but the pilot, Richard Kukura, is still hale and hearty at that age. It's unbelievable how clear he was on what happened on that famous night 63 years ago.
Richard Kukura, the pilot officer on board the plane that night, lives with his family in Australia. While he was unable to return to Bomboy for the celebrations, he spoke on the telephone of his vivid recollections of the night he abandoned his plane and those who came to his aid.
My aeroplane, after I left it, circled once or twice before it crashed. And they came out to see what was going on, I guess. And I saw the reflection of light from this house, and I called out, "Is anybody there?" Two voices came back, and then I saw these shadows separate from the trees, and it was a man and a boy, as I thought then. They invited me into the house, and so I was very pleased to have some shelter. They had told me I was in Southern Ireland, and I told them I'd have to get on my way to get over the border to safety. As was promised, he finally guided me over the border. Next morning, I had good news that they'd found my navigator, and he had crossed the border in the evening.
Yet for over half a century, the identity of the man and boy who escorted Richard Kukura to the border that night remained encased in mystery. It was not until the celebrations that a local man provided the missing piece to the puzzle. After an amazing 63 years of silence, Frank O'Reilly told his neighbours how he walked the pilot to the border with Northern Ireland, where he was to be reunited with his navigator and army officials. He spoke of his memories with members of Richard Kukura's family beside his home.
And we're just around the spot where the men were standing when he came with the hedges there. It was a higher type of a hedge. And he called across the hedge, "Anyone home?" So they answered him, and they went to the gate and took him around and into the house. And he was taken across the border, myself and another man left them across the border. And I'm not afraid of this. I'm glad I did. At the time I was wondering, was I doing right? But I'm glad I did. I was reluctant in the beginning to give in to take them across the border, you see. We were a neutral country. And we were anxious to keep it so. And it took me a long time to make up my mind. And I trusted him for his honesty. He actually told us he was engaged to get married. And he was anxious to get back. Naturally enough. But I am glad that I never said today that I'd meet his relatives. Yeah. You know.
Thank you.
Pleasure. It was a wonderful pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
Tell him I was asking for him. Tell him that you're talking to the only man that can say anything about his movements here. They're all gone.
Morning, Ireland. It's 11 minutes to 9.